Thank you. Once again, welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff here on your local radio station. Mike and Kim Burge along with you, reminding you Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more for South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and nationwide. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
And yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota, open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday or by appointment. You can call 605-642-5884. That's 605-642-5884. That's yesterday's Antiques.
You know, Kim, the Days of 76 in Deadwood are coming up. It's the 101st celebration of the Days of 76, running July 23rd through the 29th. The 19 times Pro Rodeo of the Year, with steer roping July 23rd and rodeo performances July 26th through the 29th. Parades Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. Days of 76 in Deadwood, July 23rd through the 29th. Go online for tickets and times at daysof76.com.
And Home of the Range Champions Ride, the 67th annual PRCA Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match is Saturday, August 5th at Home on the Range's Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. PRCA Cowboys compete for the title on the world's best bucking horses. The Champions Ride August 5th at Home on the Range, Exit 7 on I-94 east of Beach, North Dakota. Gates open at 10 a.m. The grand entry begins at 12:30. It's all mountain time. For more info, go to HotRND.com. All proceeds of the match are given to Home on the Range to help children living there.
Kim, the other day I had the top 10 things you'll never hear from your consultant. I got 5 of those done, so I thought maybe I would give you the other 5 here to start the program today. Top things that you'll never hear from your consultant. Number 6 is, I don't know enough to speak intelligently about that. Implementation? I only care about writing long reports. Number 8, I can't take the credit. It was Ed in your marketing department. Number 9, the problem is you have too much work for too few people. And something else you're never going to hear from your consultant. Number 10, everything looks okay to me. You really don't need me. So you'll never hear that.
Yeah, I wonder. Okay, here's one from Mike McFarland. Mike sent this in. Dogs, welcome. It's called... Don't know who wrote it, but a man wrote a letter to a small hotel in a Midwest town he planned to visit on vacation. He wrote, I would very much like to bring my dog with me. He is well-groomed and very well-behaved. Would you be willing to permit me to keep him in my room with me at night? An immediate reply came from the hotel owner who wrote, Sir, I've been operating this hotel for many years. In all that time, I've never had a dog steal towels, bedclothes, silverware, or pictures off the walls. I've never had to evict a dog in the middle of the night for being drunk and disorderly, and I've never had a dog run out on a hotel bill. Yes, indeed, your dog is welcome at my hotel, and if your dog will vouch for you, you're welcome to stay here too.
Got to have a letter of reference, right?
Yep, there you go. And what do you have, Mike?
I have something that I don't know the author on it, but it's called Success. Success is speaking words of praise and cheering other people's ways, in doing just the best you can with every task and every plan. It's silence when your speech would hurt, politeness when your neighbors curb. It's deafness when the scandal flows, and sympathy with others' woes. It's loyalty when duty calls. It's patience when the hours are long. It's found in laughter and in song. It's in the silent time of prayer, in happiness and in despair. In all of life and nothing else, we find the thing we call success. And that was Success. I do not know the author on that.
Very good, Mike. Here's a couple of little short ones to wrap things up with. Once my dog ate all the Scrabble tiles. For days, he kept leaving little messages around the house.
Little messages, yeah.
Yeah. A bear walks into a bar and says, give me a whiskey, and why the big paws? Asked the bartender. The bear shrugged. I'm not sure. I was born with them. Get it? The big paws?
Yeah, I got it. I got it now.
Okay. And here's an old army truism. I think you'll find it a fact as well. Coffee tastes better if the latrines are dug downstream from the encampment.
Ooh, that's a good word of advice. Folks, if you have items to share with us here on The Good Stuff, we always appreciate hearing from you. Send those to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at those, and please include the author if you know who it is. And folks, you've been listening to The Good Stuff.